Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's black power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming from the good Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Alito, Jose, this is L. Rod Smith. Hey, I'm your host tonight's show. It's titled America is the Birthplace of Man, Part 3 of a 12-part series. Today is July 18, 2017. Tonight's show is going to deal specifically from a spiritual aspect how America is the birthplace of man. Okay. That being said, your identity is your most valuable possession. And I want to thank the Oncasters for allowing me to use this platform to give out this information so you can get that sense of belonging and having an identity so you can be in touch with your roots and your heritage, okay? And again, if you haven't heard any of the previous shows leading up to this point, I would advise you to go back and just to check them out just so you can kind of catch up to the point we are at now, okay? And as always, 10 minutes into the show, I'm going to have a little Q&A session. And then again, 20 minutes in the show, I'm going to have another pause for questions and answers, okay? Is it like an interact, you know what I'm saying? Get some input. But feel free to call in. And if you don't know the number to call in, the number is 713 955 888-346-0439. Again, the guest number to call in if you have any questions or comments is 713-955-0439. That being said, let's get into it. Okay. We're going to deal with spirituality. Okay. Don't touch on that spiritual aspect, because we know that all things are connected. And I'm just going to touch on, you know, every aspect, you know, of identity as possible. Okay. So that's why it's going to be a 12-part series. Like I said, just so you can catch up if you haven't heard the previous shows, you know, you should go back and go listen to them. Because on the first episode of America, I dealt specifically with genetics and went into blood and genealogy. Okay. So I hit you with, you know, a genetic aspect, you know, just attesting to the fact that man first arose in America. Then on the second show of America is the Birthplace of Man, I hit y'all with the archaeological aspect, okay? So we went into archaeology that attested to the fact that America is the birthplace of man, and now I'm going to hit y'all with the spirituality aspect of how America is the birthplace of man, okay? So here we go. Got a couple articles, as always, lined up, so you can go back or you can write down the name of the article and check it out for yourself, because like I always say, I don't want you to take as what I'm saying as true. I want you to go look it up for yourself so you can go affirm for yourself and you can know that I'm actually saying it's something valid, okay, and correct. Now, we're going to deal with chakras, okay? And the name of this article is from the website rickrichards.com. Rickrichards.com, chakras, okay? And as you know, there's a main chart, seven major chakras that we're going to just deal with specifically, although there are over 96 chakra centers within the body. But for this tonight, we're just going to deal simply with the seven major chakra centers. Okay, these are little energy centers within our bodies. Okay, you know, the root chakra, that is the first chakra, first major chakra within the body. Okay, then it's the sacral chakra. Okay, that's one step above the root chakra. And the third chakra is the solar plexus. Then the fourth chakra is the heart chakra. The fifth chakra is the throat chakra. Okay, the sixth chakra is the third eye. And the seventh chakra is the crown chakra. Okay. Now, you may ask yourself, what in the world does chakras have to do with finding the birthplace of man and finding him in America specifically? Okay. Tell you how. The earth, if you don't know, well, I'm going to tell you now, the earth is a living, breathing, conscious being. Okay, the earth is alive. It responds to us as we respond to the earth. Okay, that being said, the earth herself has chakra points, has certain energy centers, energy fields. Okay, they're also known as ley lines on the planet, where there are certain portals and dimensions where the energy is higher and concentrated, okay? And these chakra points in areas on the earth is what we're about to get into. And that leads us to the next article I'm going to read from higherperspectives.com, okay? And this is the location of Earth's seven planetary chakras. Again, like I said, there's over 96, probably more chakras within the human body, okay? Outside of the human body, we haven't even touched those. So, you know, we're just going to stay on the human body. There's, of course, way more than seven chakras. Just dealing with the seven major chakra points. Okay, now we're going to continue. Okay. We're going to go directly where the root chakra is located on the planet Earth. The root chakra, the first chakra, also known as the sacral chakra, which is located at the base of the spine, is located in North America. Mount Shasta, California, specifically, is where the root chakra of the planet Earth is located. Okay? We're going to go and look at where the second chakra located at on the planet. Okay, you know, it's associated with sexuality and reproduction, okay? The second chakra of the planet Earth is located in South America, Lake Titicaca, Titicaca specifically, okay? Let's go a little deeper here. So we can just have a better comprehension of the chakras and, you know, dealing with these certain aspects of spirituality and metaphysics. Let's look at the science behind it, okay? Like, why is it named? Why is it in these places? These chakras were found to be in these places specifically where they just, like, looking for random spots on the planet and they just pin and just threw it on the map and that's where they that a chakra was. Well, I'm going to show you that's not it. It's actually a science. Okay. Now, like I was saying about the first chakra, the root chakra of the planet Earth, okay, is located in California. Also known as Mount Shasta or Mount St. Helens, okay. And the energy there is incredibly base and primal, as demonstrated in the explosive, ferocious eruption of 1980. It represents energy that rushes violently to the surface. And in every sense, where all Earth begins. Okay. Keep that in mind. Let's go to the second chakra in Lake Titicaca, which is in Peru specifically, is a perfect representation of Kundalini energy rising to the sexual chakra of the earth. And when you look into the mythology and you look into, you know, the stories and the folklore of the Peru Amaru indigenous people, you'll find that in the lore, it says that created by the rainbow serpent and is where primal energy itself is born. Okay. So what does that mean? Let's look at the purpose and the function of the root chakra, so, you know, we can kind of connect the dots here as to why is the birthplace of man, okay? You know, we just established that the first and second chakra of the planet is in North and South America. Okay, so let's look deeper into what the root chakra is about, what is its function and purpose. Okay, the first chakra, root chakra, is connected to the world and lets the earthly energy into our system. The root chakra is the source of the life force and forms the vital foundations for all the higher chakras. Okay? I'm going to read that part again. The root chakra is the source of the life force and forms the vital foundations for all higher chakras. Here, the inexhaustible supply of Kundalini energy is awakened. So this is just telling you the function of the root chakra and how the root chakra is where the source of the life force is created, where life itself is created through the root chakra first. Okay. So let's look at the sacral chakra, which is the second chakra. Okay, like what is its function? You know, what is its purpose? It with the sacrum, it opens toward the front in the human body. But on earth, we fertilize and receive the energy that permeate all of nature through the sacral chakra. It is where new life is procreated. This is where the awakening of sexual energy and the reproductive energy starts, and where manifestation begins from the mental into the physical. Okay, so it's basically saying bringing into existence is what the sacral chakra is about. Element is associated with water and all biological life. And so let's just go ahead and connect. Just from that couple paragraphs, let's go ahead and connect the earth chakra energy centers and what we learned about the energy centers. You know, let's put all that information together and kind of formulate some, you know, a thought, some clear thoughts here. Because, you know, I just get to talking, get where how much time I have left. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. You know what I'm saying? The floor is open. And if you don't know the number to call in is 713-955-0439. Again, it's 713-955-0439.
I have a question.
So yeah.
The way you're explaining the states and the chakras like that, it sounds like the makeup of like how the universe is supposedly us. It sounds kind of like you're explaining it as if it were a body.
Right. That's that whole maxim, as above, so below. Yeah, we are the universe. The universe is us. You know, just different experiences of it, basically.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Okay, I don't want to hog up the time. Last four digits ending in 1554. You have a question or comment?
I do. I have a just a comment.
Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Good evening, everybody. So I just thought it was perfect, the irony of it, Lake Titicaca being the sacral, being the sacral chakra.
Right.
And the funny name, I mean, when we were kids, we, you know, teased about the name, but, like, that's perfect. It just can't
exactly.
get any better than that. That's it. Thanks for this information.
Oh yeah, no problem. Right, that's a good point, you know. A lot of stuff if I joke about or you know, that sticks with us, especially from childhood, is actually has some valid information or standing behind it. Yeah.
That's so true. I think I probably would not have been able to find, you know, find my heritage if I hadn't gone back and thought about the stuff that my grandparents and my aunts and stuff used to do and used to say and really took it for granted. And then now I'm thinking about, like, oh, my gosh, that was totally, you know, like a tradition that would be aboriginal, but you never thought about it in your house. You never, you know.
Thought any, you right. know, thought anything of it, so absolutely. Exactly. All right, thank you for that. I've got like 5 minutes left. I see someone else just called in. So again, thank you for calling in. Let's see, last 4 digits ending in 1265. You have a question or comment?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's going on, man?
Hey, I was just listening in, and you were saying that, like, the Earth is like a living being, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
Well, have you ever looked into, like, ancient flat earth cosmology?
Ancient flat earth cosmology?
Yeah,
not,
you know, like, ancient Kemet and, you know, Hindu cosmology, Mayan cosmology, even ancient Hebrew cosmology, and even the Navajo. You know, it's, really interesting. I was just wondering if you had ever looked into that rather than, you know, basing our,
right.
I would say, our views of, you know, what we live on as like a globe, what NASA gives us and, you know, what other space agencies give us, because now we know that all that stuff is a lie, like the moon landing obviously fake, you know. And there's no proof of curvature. And, you know, we still don't have any real pictures of Earth from space. All we have is CGI. So I was just wondering, you know, if you ever looked into that, because it ties into the human story and especially the story of, you know, us indigenous people, because we had these flat Earth cosmologies before, you know, it blew up on the internet, you know, in 2000.
Oh, yeah.
I was just wondering.
Information. Oh, yeah, man, information totally predates internet dealing with, you know, the whole flat earth subject.
They showed up, and these people just took it, yep. And, like, you know, they're trying to make it like, oh, everything's going to change now because the earth's flat, but they're not really paying attention to the human story, and they don't want to bring up how it was us indigenous people who had, you know, a pretty accurate, you know, description and view of the plane that we live on.
Right.
And now they're just taking it and they're just waiting for the mainstream media to pick it up and just throw us in like a whole new, you know, form of slavery. You know, we're still going to be slaves whether we're on a globe or a flat plane, but I was just wondering if you knew, because this information is really empowering for us indigenous folk to realize that our ancestors knew everything and they trusted their senses. And, you know, they trusted the body that the Creator gave us, you know.
Oh, absolutely, so, bro. 100%. And,
I'm going to leave you guys with this. If you guys get a chance, go on YouTube and check out Bro Sanchez and Subtle Infinity. Those two guys are the dudes. You're also the dude.
Okay.
I love what you're doing, man.
Absolutely, but man.
I'm going to get back, sit down, and continue listening. So have a good night.
Oh, yeah. You calling in, bro. And,
oh, you can check me out. Actually, you can check me out on Instagram. I follow you, Nappy Vegan. I make some banging food, man. Some banging food.
So, say your name again.
Nappy Vegan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, check me out. I think
sure.
I just followed you, like, just recently.
Yeah,
but yeah, man,
that.
I love what you're doing. Keep telling these people the truth. Like, everybody needs to know, like, we were here. You know, this Africa deception is complete bullshit. You know, it's just...
You already know.
Yeah. dirty game. But all right, man, let me get back down to the computer and listen. Have a good night.
Oh, yeah, like I said, thanks for calling in. Appreciate that input. And ask questions specifically, you know, study as far as the flat earth from an indigenous point of view. Like, I studied from what I've been studying, you know, dealing with the ancient science and the cosmology. You know, they basically, they all the cultures, like, connect toward, like, a dome earth-type concept. It's like a mixture between a flat earth and a globe. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's like specifically flat, but it's not actually, you know, round as an orange either. It's like a intermediate.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know specifically. We just know that, you know, it's not a globe specifically.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
pretty much all we know. And we know that we're protected by something, because this is what the ancients told us. The ancients never said it was just flat. They, you know, clearly depict that, you know, we're not going anywhere. We're stable. You know, our Creator put us in, you know, the perfect environment, because our Creator is not crazy and chaotic, and our Creator doesn't hate us. Our Creator loves us very much, so that they put us in a beautiful, self-sustaining, renewing plane, you know. Indigenous people need to know this stuff so they're not deceived, you know, by future events that may or may not happen.
And
you know,
as far, you know, looking into, like you were speaking about, how is the earth and the human body, you know, that whole correlation. Then also, once you learn all of that, like looking into the history and, you know, how we receive this information, you know, that's so ancient, but it's passed down. Like, you can look at, there are certain levels, you know, first level or layer consciousness, or you could say even heaven, because they have specific layers. You know, they may call it the stratosphere, the atmosphere, but it's really, you know, layers of consciousness.
Yeah, different densities. Yeah, pretty much. Because all matter is pretty much consciousness when you look at it. So,
right.
Yeah, exactly. They knew what they were talking about. It's because they were connected.
Okay.
You know, unlike us, we've had our connection to, you know, the plane and our Creator destroyed. And, you know, the more technology,
right,
the further we're going away, the more we rely on grocery stores, the further we're pushed away from are uplinked, you know, to divinity. You know. But we're getting there.
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Yeah,
why I do what I do. You know, that's why we're alive right now, pretty much.
Yeah, man, it's all about, you know, just getting connected, staying connected, being proactive, so, in your identity.
Yep, that's the key, man. That is the key. You know, I kind of feel like, you know, if we all stop focusing so much on, you know, like individuality and, you know, focused on ourselves as, you know, people, you know, you know, as communities, as like, you know, like, you know, with the heritage, you know, with the lineage that, you know, we all relate to each other with, rather than all trying to be
right.
Like, oh, I'm this and I'm that, you know. No, we're brothers and sisters. We all been lied to, and we all need to rediscover our roots and, you know, realize our connection and, you know, get back to dancing around the fire, you know?
Yeah, you gotta,
you know,
get back to nature.
Yeah, get back to you know, natural forms of attaining bliss. You know, they have us doing all these external things rather than, you know, just connecting with each other and, you know, beating a drum, you know, something that simple.
Right.
You know, another thing that I would recommend for people to do is to look into, like, you know, like ancient, not even so much ancient, but, you know, forms of dance and like music and things like that that we created during slavery, you know, like salsa,
right,
for example, you know, that was created by the Afro-Cubans, you know, from slavery. It wasn't salsa back then. It was like rumba and things of that nature. But all this stuff is really interesting, and it tells a story, and it highlights our connection.
Absolutely. Also, on that note, yeah, what is the name of that South American dance? Capoeira, you know, that's really a good dance, you know, to get into and to learn.
You're talking about,
you know,
the Brazilian one?
Yeah, Brazilian dance. You know, it's like a form of dance as well as, you know, art. Yeah. Of combat.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the stuff is super interesting, man, and it's. You know, we're just looking at like yoga and stuff, but we have all this other stuff that's just going. It's going to be lost essentially if we don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. You know.
Yeah, you're right. It already happened, but you know, with access to the internet now. You know, the people that do know this stuff and that's willing to teach it, they're accessible. So,
right.
Got to get back focus on, you know, ancient stuff, you know, that we can do with our bodies rather than, you know, rapping and poetry and all that stuff. All this stuff is good, but, you know, we don't need to be so verbal all the time. You know, we can just do things. Play drums,
definitely.
You know, play instruments and, you know, move, you know, plant seeds in the ground, you know, like
right.
We used to.
Exactly.
Just like we used to. But yeah, man, I'll leave you guys with that. I was really, really glad that, you know, you took the time to hear what I was saying. I'm definitely going to re-listen to this and, you know, take this clip out and probably use it for something.
Oh yeah, man. No. Please do. And
people need to hear this. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Definitely. Oh no, I was just saying I appreciate you calling in, and you know, please do, you know, if you feel you want to use the information, you know, spread it. Feel free.
For sure. And also, if you ever want to bring me on, like I was saying, you can contact me on my Instagram page at Nappy Vegan. I'll be more than glad to speak about, you know, health and veganism. It's not even really veganism. It's just, you know, going back to nature and doing what we
exactly.
were intended to do, you know. So.
Right.
Yeah, man. Link up with me, man. I'm here.
I want to get you back on the show, you know, have you as a guest, you know, to do like a little dialogue or whatever. So, yeah, I'll contact you and, you know, we can set up something.
For sure. All right, man.
Bro,
well,
appreciate
have a good night. Thanks a lot for
right,
your time.
You,
man. Right,
thank
bye.
You. Bye. All right. You know, we went into overtime. Excellent commentary. That was great to touch base, you know, with like minds. You know, that's what it's all about, you know. You want to surround yourself, you know, with people on that same frequency as yourself. So that way y'all can have that, your energy can be magnified and amplified, you know. And I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. Wonderful dialogue. Thanks for all my callers and listeners for tuning in to another episode of America is the Birthplace of Man. This is part 3 of a 12-part series. And with that being said, I'm going to go by ending by saying your identity is your most valuable possession. You are no one. Wanishi. Walo. Thank you.